Bonus episode featuring Lauren Lapkus, Stephanie Allen, Erin Whitehead, and Mary Holland. Crap on YouTube.
Hey, Brett, why don't we crap on YouTube?
Yeah, this is from Johnny Marco. It's called it's a shock collar rant.
Shock collar rant.
Shock collar rant.
Right now, sick and tired of you people just getting up me for no reason.
Ew.
All I did was post a video and it had a dog in it with a fucking shock collar on, and then people start getting up me to say, why is that dog wearing a shock collar?
Oh my goodness.
Well, if you fucking started listening to me instead of like just judging me for no reason, then you'd understand why that dog's wearing a fucking shock collar.
What the hell?
Now that dog was wearing a shock collar because if he's not wearing a shock collar, he's going next door and killing every fucking animal that they have in their house. And if he's not there, he's down there killing their pets. And if he's not there, he's over there killing their pets. That dog is a fucking killer. He will kill anything. And he does. You just keep going back in my video catalogue. You'll see how many pets and animals he's killed. Christ, that's all he does is kill stuff. So, it's either put the shock collar on him so he doesn't get out and kill everything, every animal and pet that the neighbours have, or put the shock collar on and he stays within this 2.5 acre boundary that he's got to run around. Jesus Christ, why do I have to explain everything 10,000 times to you morons? Fuck me dead. So, to put it simply, he wears a shock collar so he doesn't escape and kill things, which is
why is
what
this
he
so
does,
much longer? Like, he already explained dog, it eight times. So
yeah, let's cut to the end and see what he possibly could be saying at the end.
Beware, killer dog.
The cinematography of this is what my nightmares look like. Like, it's all shaky.
He's a dangerous
and,
dog.
You know.
It's raining!
What?
It's raining.
He just noticed.
Finally. Man, it has been so hot here. So
what?
Dry,
no, he's passed the shock collar.
And it is finally raining. Yes!
So this guy only, he doesn't even have 2,000 hits. Like, how does our dear listener run into something like this? And how is this guy so encouraged to keep making these video plugs?
Good on you. I don't like him either, but hey, it's either he wears it, or he starts killing all the animals and then he gets put down.
Oh my God. I hate when people who are like crazy, I feel like it's a crazy thing when people who act all mad, like it's such a like weird way to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when someone's like off their fucking chain and they just like go all nuts.
Yeah. It goes into a whole different voice.
Yeah, it's so creepy and dumb.
Excuse me. I heard you ladies. I heard you gossiping about the fact that my child is on a leash. And, look, take a little umbrage on that because I don't think you know my situation.
Well, wow. He can't play with any of the other children.
He can, but I just keep him on the leash because if I didn't have him on a leash, you know what he'd be doing? He'd be coming up to your kid, getting in his face, talking gibberish.
Oh, well, I think his language isn't that developed yet. I think that's
no,
that's,
it's not. I know.
But that's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean,
all our kids.
You want your kids talking right, I assume.
Well, eventually, sure.
You know what I'm talking like?
Oh my God!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm getting a little upset.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree. Yeah, I don't want your kids talking like.
Oh my.
Do you?
Not like that.
No.
No.
Of course not.
Right.
Are we in trouble? It feels like you're kind of being really aggressive.
I wasn't gossiping about your kid. I just wanted to come over here since we all play with our kids in the park. And if I didn't have my kid on a leash, he'd be coming over here grabbing your kid's block and doing whatever he wants to do with the block. It won't be in alphabetical order or stacked in the way your kid's stacking it.
Our kids are just playing. They can make.
I mean, your kid needs to be free and develop.
Does he need to be free to just put blocks anywhere he wants to?
Excuse me, sir. I'm on the park bench next to you guys. My baby was sleeping, and you woke up my baby. So could you please lower your voice? Okay.
Okay, why don't you put your baby on a leash? How about that?
What?
Oh.
Because at least my baby can walk. It doesn't even look like your baby has the ability to walk. And I don't want your baby coming up to my baby and influencing it to digress into a lizard state. Not even a lizard state. Lizards can walk. Worm state.
It's just...
Maggot.
This baby was just born, sir.
It's not my problem that your baby was just born.
Forget it. I'm leaving.
Maybe you need to go to the library and take a lesson in controlling your voice a little bit. Good God.
How do you think I manage to not yell all the time? Am I yelling
No, right now?
No, right now
you sound amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's yelling. I mean, you turn into somebody... That's not even human. It seems almost like a monster or some kind of
mental instability. People, just because, I think it's because I'm a male mom, you guys are on my back.
No, we have no problem with that.
That is fine. A male mom.
Yeah.
You don't call yourself a dad?
You're still, you're not just a stay-at-home father?
I'm showing up here.
You could still be a dad.
I'm working on a screenplay right now called Male Mom. That's why I have the phrase in my head.
With a child on a leash?
Look, I just want to fit in with you guys. It's not easy being a male mom!
Okay, I mean, I'll be the first to admit we shouldn't have talked about him behind his back.
We should have
come to you. Mm-hmm. We should have come to you directly because
it was rude.
Yeah.
How do you keep... I'm just going to try again.
You're floating.
That's what happens if I keep it inside. It builds up air pressure.
I mean, you're not even saying words.
I know. Let me speak.
Okay.
How do you keep your child from getting their grubby hands on other children and messing with their sand formations and putting their toys upside down? You know, playing the keyboards wrong.
That voice could lull me to sleep. Are you?
I know it's very
this?
Sweet, like an audiobook.
It is like an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but well, I guess we have talk-throughs. We have little talk-throughs. You know, I do with Cheryl. Mm-hmm. I say this is what we expect of you today, and it's okay. If that's not what happens, it's okay, but we're going to try our best.
Kids got to be kids and make mistakes, mm-hmm. and if you put them on a leash, I would only imagine you're building up hostility toward you.
You see, you say I should have a talk. Sorry, it's hard to maintain. It's just, he doesn't, you know, he's only 6 months old. He doesn't speak. He doesn't speak English yet, goddammit! How's he supposed to understand a doctor?
Oh my God.
I lost control there at the end.
No, it's okay. We got your point.
It seemed like a good question, though.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
What does your wife do?
She's dead.
I'm so sorry.
That's in the first 20 minutes, male mom.
What did she do? Just out of curiosity.
She was...
Female dad? Sequel.
That's not cool. That is not cool. You're joking about my wife is dead?
I thought, you know, female dad might be a good sequel.
You know what that's a sign of? What you just did? You're a sociopath.
Am I?
Yeah. If someone died in front of you, you'd probably not even give a fucking shit.
I'd stay on my elliptical machine.
Attention humans, the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual is now available on UCBtheatre.com. For only $2, you can download Matt Besser's newest comedy album, available at mattbesser.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the world. Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Bessie's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.